Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome to the pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to see you guys again. Today's video is about genius. Do you have any friends or families who's genius? Or do you consider yourself a genius? The video is about how to be a genius. So maybe you will become one after watching the video. All right, let's take a look at the sentence together. Genius can, in this sense, be defined as paying closer attention to our real thoughts and feelings and being brave and tenacious enough to hold on to them even when they find no immediate echo in the world beyond. Genius can, in this sense, be defined as paying closer attention to our real thoughts and feelings and being brave and tenacious enough to hold on to them even when they find no immediate echo in the world beyond. Alright, let's take a look at the vocabularies. 第一个是 define 这个字当作动词 它有解释或是下定义的意思。 It's really difficult to define the concept of beauty. 要解释美的概念很困难。那今天也会介绍几个常用的单字，那都有解释或是说明的意思。第一个是explain。 Can you please explain what that means? 可以请你解释那是什么意思吗？ 那除了explain之外也有describe。 Describe。 那describe它有描述的意思。 The teacher described the play in class. 老师在课堂上解释了那个剧本。Clarify. Clarify. Clarify有澄清的意思。 I'm happy to clarify any points that aren't clear to you. 我很愿意说明任何你不清楚的地方。再来是tenacious. Tenacious. 那 tenacious 有紧握的或是顽强的意思。 She is a tenacious woman. She never gives up. 她是位坚毅或是坚强的人，她不轻易放弃。那这个字是属于比较正面的。那 stubborn 它就是比较有贬义的意思，它是顽固或是倔强的。He is a stubborn man. He won't change his mind easily. 他是个很顽固的人，他不会轻易的改变心意。再来是persistent，persistent， 那这个字也是算是比较正面的意思，还有坚持不懈的，或是连续的意思。The blackout yesterday was caused by persistent rain. 那在这个句子里面，它是当作连续的意思，因为连续大雨才造成昨日的停电。再来是immediate。 Immediate， 那这个字当作形容词，它有立即的或是即刻的意思。We must take immediate action. 我们必须即刻做出反应。再来是我们常使用的 immediately。 那这个字它当作副词，有马上的或是直接的意思。 He called the police immediately when he saw the car accident. 他看到车祸后就立刻报警了。那同样也有马上的意思是 instantly. Instantly. 再来最后一组单字是 echo. Echo. 那这个字可以当名词或是动词，在影片里面所当的是名词，有回响或是共鸣的意思。 The walls of the cave echo their cries. 他们的呼喊声在山洞里回响。或者你可以说 Her parrot echoes what she said. 她的鹦鹉重复着她说的话。再来是 imitate. Imitate. Imitate 有模仿或是仿效的意思。 Children imitate their parents' behavior. 小孩会模仿父母的行为。再来最后一个单字是 duplicate， 那这个单字比较特别的是，它可以当作名词、形容词或是动词来使用。那它们的读法分别不太一样。如果当名词和形容词来使用的时候，念法是 duplicate。那如果当成动词来使用的话，它的念法是 duplicate。那 duplicate 的意思是复制品或是复制的。I need to make a duplicate of the key to my apartment for the new roommate. 我要为我的新室友打一把家里的钥匙。那这边的 duplicate 就当作名词来使用。Alright, that's all for the pronunciation challenge today. And I'll see you next time. Bye!